It's Christmas Day and time for basketball. That's right. After 5 months of labor struggles, NBA players are tipping off a new, shorter season. NPR's Mike Pesca joins us for some of the highlights. Hi there, Mike.
I'm ready.
So I assume the league lost a ton of money, right? They missed out on 16 games. Will a blockbuster day of games like this really make a difference?
Not one day, but it will provide for a lot of excitement. And in the run-up to this day and in the abbreviated offseason with tons of trades and player deals and signings, I've sensed nothing but excitement. Now, I did see some tape of a preseason game between the Hawks and the Bobcats that was sparsely attended, so it might not be everywhere in the NBA, but I think the fans are raring to go.
So we're going to take a look at these games now. First, Knicks versus the Celtics. I'm supposed to say the Knicks are actually the favorite, but since I'm from Boston, I will not be saying that. Tell me what is going on with New York.
Well, New York had a great offseason in that they signed a big man, Tyson Chandler, who won a championship with the Mavericks, put him next to the other frontline players, Amari Stoudemire, Carmelo Anthony. That is a great front court. Problem, front court is three players. You got to play five. In fact, including the bench, you got to play more. And that's where the Knicks run into some trouble. The Celtics, on the other hand, are old. They're still good, but they're not getting younger and they're not getting better. So despite whatever happens in this one game, I think if we look at this whole season, the Knicks are the team on the rise in the East and the Celtics decidedly are not.
And of course, the next game, two more storied teams, Chicago Bulls versus the LA Lakers. And I guess Kobe Bryant's going to be playing.
Yeah, I think so. He thinks so. We speak, of course, of his lunotriquetral ligament. The lunotriquetral ligament is in the wrist. You could play through it. He's a little bit injured. I think what's hampering Kobe is the fact that he's lost one of his best teammates. Lamar Odom was traded away. They really need to get better. They really need to make some trades in season for the Lakers to go far in the playoffs. They were swept by the Mavericks last year. Chicago, again, a team on the rise, and they added some players to complement their excellent MVP, Derrick Rose, a point guard without peer in the NBA.
And, of course, we can't talk opening day without talking about what, in a way, is the marquee game, right? The Dallas Mavericks taking on the Miami Heat in Dallas, a rematch of last year's NBA Finals.
People do not expect the Mavericks to repeat this year, but people didn't expect them to go to and win the Finals last year. Everyone does expect the Heat to get back. Last year, for the first month of the season, the Heat was just getting to know each other, but then they cruised, famously losing in the Finals. Perhaps in the regular season, they and the Bulls will vie for the top seed in the East, but I really think that it's going to be a question of let's get deep into the playoffs before we could start weighing in on the basketball ability and inevitably the character of LeBron James.
NPR's Mike Pesca. Mike, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
This is NPR News.